And I'm joined by Francesca. I don't hear you now. Huh? Let's see if we hear you now.
Francesca.
Turn this up. Here we go. Francesca Hoffman from the band Braskill, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And well, tell us about Braskill.
Well, we're based in Hudson. We're right now about a 10-piece brass band. All right, we're a brass band based in Hudson. We're about 10 pieces at the moment. We got started in the spring of this year, of last year now, and we're playing a show on Thursday.
At the half, now I can't hear me, Half Moon in Hudson.
Yes.
Thursday, Braskill plays, and so you got 10 people. What's the instrumentation?
Well, I play the bass drum, and then we've got a snare player. We've got a couple trumpets, trombones, a sousaphone, and two saxes, and some other percussion stuff going on.
And
pretty standard brass band formation.
Are you playing marching songs or jazz or swing or all the above?
It's kind of a mix. We play some covers. We play Decepticon by La Tigra, which is an arrangement we borrowed from the Rude Mechanical Orchestra. Some other covers like Push It. Some second line traditional music from New Orleans, like Thousand Island, and some Latin stuff like the Murga, which you will hear in a little bit.
I guess... arranging a pop song for a brass band is you have to be creative because you're like writing a line for that's a guitar line, it becomes a trumpet or something like that. How does it work?
Yeah, I actually just started learning how to arrange. I've mostly relied on other people's arrangements for most of my brass band career, if you will. But my co-band leader, she arranged These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra for our band. But most of our other songs right now are borrowed from other bands that we've played with in the past, or everyone in this scene kind of has an open book that you can sort of freely borrow from. We encourage everybody to play everybody else's music.
When did you guys begin?
We started rehearsing in March of 2018,
so
over at Kite's Nest.
You're not quite a year old.
No, we're still pretty little. But we've been growing since then. We started with 5 people, and now we're at 10, and we're looking for some more players still.
Oh, where can people get in touch? Do you have a website?
We do. It's braskill.com, so you can hit us up there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. We're still looking for more drummers, some more horn players, so hit us up if...
Any other instruments that you need, or you need a triangle player?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, auxiliary percussion is always...
Triangle's awful quiet in a brass band, isn't it?
You know, you'd be surprised. I would say the cowbell is the one that really pierces through.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Cowbell is pretty essential in the brass band music scene.
And you guys, I think I was on the website, and it looks like you've done a bunch of political shows, kind of, or...
Well, a number of us are also involved in the Tin Horn Uprising, which is the activist band in the area.
That's
so Braskill kind of came out of that, because some of us wanted to play more kinds of shows and play a different kind of music and really work on sounding tight. Tin Horn is more of a political project that's a little less focused on the music and more on the activism.
They were at the Faso Fridays almost every week in Kingston last year, and probably at the Women's March, I think, last year.
Yep, they'll be at the Women's Marches again this year.
This year?
It's been a little quiet lately for Tin Horn, but it's definitely still around. But we want to, you know, they only meet twice a month, and it's in Kingston. A lot of our members of Braskill are based in Columbia County, so this is also a lot more convenient for them.
So you're not all based in Hudson, you're
no,
from all over?
No, we're pretty spread out. Yeah, we go from probably Rosendale down to up to Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle, thankfully.
And you were saying, did you guys organize the brass show in, was it Kingston or Ulster County?
The Brass Roots Festival was something that I started this past summer with my collaborator Max Fass, who plays in Balkan brass bands, Raya brass band, they're Brooklyn based, and he plays in local band Max's New Hat, which is based out of Kingston. We just kind of both had moved here fairly recently, and I sort of saw a space for there to be a brass music festival, and Tin Horn had rehearsed at Seedsong Farm, and it just seemed like the ideal location to put something like this on, so we invited 8 brass bands, and 500 people showed up, and so now we're going to do it again.
And was it all Hudson Valley bands, or did you bring New York City bands up? Or
we had 2 local acts. We had the Rosendale Second Line Social Aid. They have too many letters. The acronym is very long. But the Rosendale Brass Band, and we had the band that's part of the community music space out of Red Hook, the Old Factory Band. But the other 6 bands were from Boston, Providence, New York. I think those are the 3 cities, yeah. So they came from all around. the Northeast.
And so when is that going to be again this year?
This year it'll be July 27th through the 28th. We're looking to expand and do a little more programming on Sunday. Last year it was just a one-day thing. But Brasskill is going to be opening the festival, so you can see us there.
Is there... Is this a revival in brass-oriented bands, or is this just a steady, there's always been bands?
It's kind of always been around, at least so far as I know. I sort of stumbled into the scene back in 2009 when I joined the Rude Mechanical Orchestra in Brooklyn. I was playing in a symphonic band in the city. I played classical flute, and I was saying I wanted to play more music, and somebody said, come to this rehearsal, and it was just a whole new world. But it's been around for a while. There's the Honk Festival in Boston that's been going on for over 10 years, and there's new honks now all over. There's Honk Rio, there's Honk Australia now, there's Honk Texas, and Honk is really a festival for activist street bands. But these bands have been around, I think, for political movements all through history. I mean, but it really started in New Orleans, and I think it kind of stemmed from there.
Hmm. So it's kind of, it's taking the tradition begins in New Orleans, and then so bands like the Hungry March Band, I remember from the 90s in New York City, they come out of that tradition, or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's definitely also a large Eastern European influence as well. So this weekend I'm going to be heading down to Brooklyn to go to the Golden Festival, which is the largest Eastern European festival on the East Coast. And there's like 60 bands or something in this ballroom in Brooklyn, and some of the same bands that you'll see, they'll overlap in the scenes, but there's definitely the street activist band world, the Balkan Eastern European band world, and then there were a lot of bands that I thought were in the middle that weren't either of those things, and that was sort of also the inspiration for Brassroots, because I played in a band like that and we didn't fit into either. So I was like, we need a new festival for all those other bands that don't fit into those two worlds.
And is that Brasskill too?
Say Brasskill would fit into that as well, because we're not explicitly political, even though a lot of the membership is politically active.
And I'm guessing many of the members are in other bands too, probably.
You know what?
Not as much up here.
I think like in the city, in Boston or in the city, it's much easier to be in multiple projects. You know, we're involved in Tin Horn. I play with the Bard Community Orchestra, which is...
So you are in another band.
I guess I'm in another band. I mean, there's always efforts to be in other political or other, you know, musical projects. My co-band leader she moved here from Boston, and she still goes back and plays with the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society band. They all have such long names. So she's been able to sort of stay involved with them, even though she lives up here now. Yeah, we're always trying to make as much music as possible.
You want to tell us all the other band members and their instruments?
Let me take a minute.
I
remember them all. There's Adam Katzman and Lisa Noonan on trombone, Scott Langley and Amber Billy on trumpet. We got Sarah Van Buren and myself on bass drum, and Michael Wilcock on snare, and Emily Herder on sousaphone. Oh, and our saxes are Tim Allen and Jim Luckner.
Ah, well, I at least know Sarah.
Yeah.
She used to do a show on the radio, and she's in all sorts of, she DJs around and all kinds
of
things.
Yeah, she's in all sorts of projects. Yeah, and we have a great opening band at the show on Thursday as well.
Oh, who's that?
The Night Pets.
And are they local, or are they...
They're local. They're from Hudson. I'm told that they're an underground dirty rock type trio comprised of Hudson area delinquents, and they call themselves Naughty Goth, as in nautical, like creepy sea shanties combined with darkness. So that's the plug, but you guys should come check them out. They're on at 9 and we're on at 10.
Well, why don't we check out a Brasskill song first, before we get too much further, and it's easier to listen to music and hear and understand what it's about than to describe it or talk about it, right?
It's true. Helps drive the point home.
I've got two Brasskill songs here. It looks like both of them were recorded live at BSP in Kingston. Which one should we play? You have a...
Let's go with the Murga.
We'll start with that, and then we'll play Tracksuit later. This is Murga de Panama?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be right back. right, that was Brass Kill with Merga de Panama. Is that the song?
That is the song.
And, well, tell us about that. Is that a cover? Or?
Yeah, it was arranged, I believe, by one of our sister bands, maybe in, I think in Rome, Titu Banda, I believe is their name. But it's originally by Hector Laveau, and I'm forgetting the other guy's name. But it's a salsa classic that I think one of the brass bands took on and arranged for brass band, which happens a lot. It's a cool song, though.
Yeah, it seems like you'd have a lot of... do your audiences dance a lot? It seems like brass bands are made for dancing.
That is the goal. I think it depends on the song and our energy. And but yeah, it depends on the audience
and the
a lot.
Crowd too, yeah.
Yeah, some people just don't dance.
Sometimes
anyway.
The right setting, yeah. You're in some weird setting, maybe it's not. If everyone's seated, there's a lot of chairs, then it's not very.
Yeah, we haven't played at that kind of an event just yet. But at the BSP, we played at this event called Dave Stocking, which was a fundraiser, and we had a few dancers. We were on pretty early, but it was a good show. So,
do you have
that
other
the goal.
Do you have other shows coming up besides?
Not right now.
Thursday at the Half Moon, it starts around 8. Is that right?
Are at 8.
Doors
the opener,
are 8.
The Night Pets, is on at 9, and we're on at 10. We don't have any other shows right now. We're looking to book a fundraiser show for the Brass Roots Festival at the end of March, which Brasco would play at. So, stay tuned. And then we'll be opening for Brass Roots in the summer. But February, we've got a lot of people traveling, myself included. So we're going to take a little winter break, but then we'll be back.
And are you going to record? Or?
We haven't talked about that yet. I mean, because a lot of these songs are songs that other bands play, I think we would need to build our repertoire a little bit with more original arrangements. But those are in the works. We have a new arrangement of Grooves in the Heart that we're going to be working on pretty soon. So that should be a fun one.
What is that instrument?
That's
that
D-light.
Sound in there. Isn't there the woo?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have the trombone do
that.
Yeah, the slide. So that should be fun. That one will get people dancing.
Yeah.
So once we have more original repertoire, I think we would talk about recording. But we're probably at least a year away from that. It's not a major priority right now.
You're still a baby band, right?
We are. Yeah, we're like 9, 11, 10 months old.
Your first radio interview and only the second for the whole band, right?
Yeah, we're new, but we're excited. We have a lot of energy, and there seems to be a need for a band like this up here. People are excited about inviting us to random events, like random birthday parties or all kinds of fundraisers. And we had a nice holiday season with a few parades, and so we'll see what's next.
Does Albany have any brass bands? I hear more things from the South Hudson Valley than the North Hudson Valley.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, Tin Horn Uprising has played a couple of actions up in Albany, and I feel like if there was a band up there, they would play that. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, there's a ton of bands in Massachusetts, all over the state, and there's a whole bunch in Brooklyn and New York, but up here, I don't know. Maybe it's connected to the wave of people moving up from the city. I mean, there's definitely a few of us who are newer to the area in Brasskill.
There's certainly a lot of musicians here, but
but brass musicians is another beast. I don't know.
There's a little bit of a jazz scene. I mean, there's John Esposito and Sonny Rollins is here. And the Medeski, Martin and Woods folks,
those guys I know.
They don't cross over with the brass band world?
Not much. I mean, we definitely come from a more like DIY, like punk rooted aesthetic, even though some of our music isn't necessarily that. So there's not a ton of crossover. Plus, most of our musicians are not trained. Like some of them, like one of my trombonists, she started playing trombone after the election to be in the political project in Tin Horn, and she's been playing now for 2 years, and she just kind of picked it up because she wanted to march and have an instrument, and that's how she got started. I would say most people aren't like me when they play in this scene. I've been playing flute since I was a child, so but bass drum is still new. I was playing piccolo and the Rude Mechanical.
Flute and bass drum
they're
about
not the
as,
same.
As far apart as
I was playing piccolo with the Rude Mechanical Orchestra, and I just started to feel like I wasn't loud enough, even though I was. I mean, the piccolo is loud, but I had drum envy. I kept like wanting to go and hit the drum, and then one of the bass drummers who was also one of the founders of the band took me under her wing a little bit and kind of showed me what to do. My brother's a drummer, so if you have rhythm, you can probably play the bass drum. I would say that the snare is definitely technically more challenging. I'm starting to, you know, futz with that a little bit, and I'm like, oh, these, like, there's just so much to it, and I probably need to really practice or take lessons to really master that. But the bass drum, you can, if you got rhythm, you could do that.
Because that's the you're replacing the bass guitar kind of mm-hmm. with the bass drum. You're keeping that bass beat.
Yeah, you're basically the heartbeat of the band.
Right.
So, you know, being able to keep time is essential, and you'd be surprised how many people struggle with that. It's not that easy to do that, but it can be learned. My old band, Funk Rust Brass Band, that I played with in Brooklyn, our other bass drummer was a clarinetist who I played with in a symphonic band, and she was really enthusiastic, and she never played the bass drum before, and she's still doing it now, 2 years later. So, you know, if you have musical background, you can do it.
All right, we've been speaking with Francesca?
Yeah.
Francesca Hoffman from Brasskill, and give out that website again.
It's brasskill.com, and you can find us on Facebook or Instagram as well.
And the details on the show Thursday?
Thursday at the Half Moon. Night Pets are on at 9, and we're on at 10.
All right. Sounds great. So we'll leave you out with another song. This is Tracksuit. Does this need a setup?
No, not so much. It was written by a member of an Austin-based brass band called Minor Mishap that they gave us permission to play. It's a fun tune.
All right. We'll go out with Tracksuit from Brasskill playing Thursday night at the Half Moon in Hudson. That was Brasskill.